Judy was relieved to find that there was no press outside the office, and the only congestion was the standard rush hour traffic on a warm evening. Business people flowed onto the sidewalk from the buildings lining Locust Street, their heads bobbing as they moved en masse to the Patco train station to New Jersey at the end of the street. Couples walked hand in hand, heading for the ritzy shops and restaurants in Center City. She noticed Frank's eyes scanning the crowd, his smooth brow a worried wrinkle, and she realized it wasn't the press he was worried about. She edged closer to Pigeon Tony, though it was hard to believe the threat was real. She and Frank herded Tony from down the block and Tony 2 feet into a cab with Mr. D'Annunzio, directing them to their respective houses. She and Frank grabbed the second cab, sliding into the back seat with Pigeon Tony in the middle. Judy and Frank were roughly the same height, but Pigeon Tony squeezed between them came only to their shoulders, and Judy felt oddly as if he were their very small, very gray-haired child. He didn't seem as worried about the crowd, and he was completely captivated by the cab, looking around its filthy interior with wonder, his brown eyes recording the greasy door handle, the open and sooty ashtray, and the smudged plastic divider between them and the driver. Judy caught Frank's eye with a smile. Frank leaned down to his grandfather.
"Pop, you ever been in a cab before?"
"Me? Sure."
Pigeon Tony startled as if he'd been awakened by an alarm clock, and his hand flew into the air in a grandiose gesture of a dismissal.
"Me in a cab all the time."
"I thought so," Frank said, and Judy decided that she'd never put Pigeon Tony on the witness stand. He was a worse liar than she was, if that were possible. The cab lurched off. Frank fell silent, and Pigeon Tony returned to the total cab experience as Judy looked out the window. The driver took a left, going south on one of the number streets, and she watched as they left rush hour behind.